We're on Jazz Street doing the first interview of our festival 2023 with drummer Joe Dyson. Joe, welcome back to Rochester.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be back in Rochester.
Why are you in Rochester, Joe Dyson?
I'm here performing at the Jazz Festival with my great band leader, Pat Matheny, and the Side Eye Trio.
So when we spoke last year, we were just getting out of COVID, and you were getting ready to do the first leg of the long tour, which we're still on. So talk about, so far, what's it been like traveling, working with Pat, and doing this night in and night out?
Well, everything is like clockwork. We move probably about six nights on. Like, we just did six nights this last week, and we're in a different city every night. We just finished our European tour this past summer. We still had like a few dates that were happening in the States. And literally, it has been a great journey. The band is phenomenal. I think Pat is literally at the height of his playing, and he's still growing every night on the tour. It's really a masterclass to see him every night perform. And our pianist, Chris Fishman, he's doing an impeccable job and also adding a lot to the music. So I'm having a great time.
Yeah. So talk about the set list, because how does Pat come up with the set list, or do the three of you work together creating a list for each show?
Pat pretty much puts a set list together, at least a group of songs. As you guys know, like, he has an endless amount of material to choose from. So I think he pretty much bogs it down to a few songs that we know we're going to do throughout the set. Sometimes there may be a few audibles, but he chooses the material, and I think it is really befitting because he speaks right to his audience. There's never a moment where the audience doesn't feel connected to the music.
So for you, Joe, how has working with Pat helped you in your creative process, creating and writing new music for yourself?
Well, for one, every time I see Pat, he's never stopped working. So I think just the ambition and the drive to constantly put pen to paper, a pencil to paper, and put your ideas to use has been a big inspiration on me. I'm actually going into the studio this summer to record, and also just seeing his process. I've seen him literally take scores of music, like just long sheets, and we go in to rehearse it to figure out what it is that he's hearing, and then he'll go in the next night and tear it all apart and then start over and say, I think it should be this. So he's always just trying to get to the heart of the music, and that's another thing I always take away from him.
Speaking with Joe Dyson here on Jazz 90.1. To learn more about you, Joe, where can we go?
You can go to my website, joedyson.com. That'll take you to all of my social media pages. My handle is joe_dyson.
Bringing New Orleans, the 504 to the 585. Joe, thanks so much for coming.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Derek.